Life is full of regret.
Oh,
I should have done this. I shouldn't have done that.
Wow.
I definitely shouldn't have done that. That's going to leave a mark. You know, we all have them. And Kayla, who is on the phone today to do a second date update, has a regret. We'll get into that in just a second. But first, Kayla, how are you?
Hey, guys. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Thank you for doing a second date update with us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the guy that you want to call today?
His name's Johnny, and I met him online. I don't have a ton of free time, so I've been trying online dating because that just seems like, you know, the best way to meet people.
That's the easiest way to meet the creepiest people possible without actually having to go talk to them in a public place. For sure.
Well, it's like you can kind of weed out some people, but, you know.
And was this one of the first online dates you went on?
I mean, I've been on like two or three over the course of the time I've been on this site because I just don't have that much free time. So when I met this guy, Johnny, I was like, he seemed like a really nice guy, and I was excited because I actually had a time that could work for both of us.
What did you guys do when you went out?
We just went out for drinks after one of my work days. You know, I feel like weeknights are good because then you don't have that much pressure. You know, I had something to do the next day. So in case it, like, doesn't go well, I can get out of there.
And what was your first impression of him?
Really cute, and he has this really great smile, and he went and talked to the host for us to get us some seats, and I noticed as he was walking away that he also has a really cute butt, so that
that always helps.
Yep, totally.
And so you liked him. Everything was cool on your date?
Yeah, you know, he seemed really nice. The conversation was like okay. It was like not horrible, you know, but it was like a little bit slow. I figured
that's a rave review. Yeah. Not horrible.
Not
like
horrible.
When I go to a restaurant, I love to get not horrible food.
I know. I feel like we just didn't have like an instant, you know, like click, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. We were both like nervous and we'd never met each other before. And so it was fine. You know, he was totally nice. It just wasn't like instant, like, spark connection.
Okay. And that brings us to your regret. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're regretting?
Okay. So we've been talking for like a little bit, probably like 15 minutes. And then he noticed that I had a crossword puzzle in my bag.
Mm-hmm.
Because I, you know, I do crossword puzzles on my commute and it's just like, you know, a fun way to sort of clear my head. But what was weird about it is that he noticed it and he mentioned it and he was like, oh, huh. You must be really smart.
Because you do crossword puzzles?
Yeah, apparently.
I didn't know you had to be super intelligent to do crossword puzzles.
You could actually be an idiot and not get one question right on the crossword puzzle.
I think he just assumed that. Who knows? And I wasn't, like, really sure how to take it. I thought, like, oh, no, maybe he's joking, you know? But then he's like, well, I'm not really into, like, reading.
What?
yeah, I know. I totally kind of thought the same thing.
He realizes that a crossword puzzle isn't a book, right?
I would hope so, but then I was like, oh, like, you know, like to read books or anything, and he was like, no, I'm just like to relax and, you know, not challenge my brain and my off time, and I was like, huh.
I don't like to think unless I absolutely have to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then this is like the weirdest part. He was like, I don't even like to vote. And he said it was because voting is too complicated and he has to like read all of the directions.
So he just doesn't like to use his brain at all. And by the way, it's a good thing he doesn't vote. I'm all for people who are uninformed not voting.
And he's not saying like he's not informed on the issues or he doesn't know much about the candidates. He doesn't vote because he can't follow the instructions of it.
Is that not just so bizarre? It kind of blew my mind.
Yeah, that's weird.
I was like totally over him and I left and whatever.
So why do you want to call this guy back? He sounds like an idiot, honestly.
I know. You guys, like, I've had friends in the past tell me they think like maybe I'm a little too judgmental when I first meet people. And I don't know, like 3 weeks went by and I was like, well, he was nice and he didn't say anything like offensive. He just didn't really say much at all. So I was like, well, maybe he was nervous and he just made like a mistake. And so I'm kind of thinking like maybe I should give him another chance.
You actually blew him off and now you want to do a second date update to call him and ask him out again.
That's never happened.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm trying to be more open.
So, after your date, did he try to contact you and ask you out again and you just ignored him? Or have you guys not spoken at all?
Well, he actually texted me, like, a couple days later. And I just sort of ignored the text. I just didn't really know what to say. And so, I feel bad about that, too. Because there's, like, no reason that I should just, like, pretend he doesn't exist, you know?
I'm so confused why you feel bad. Like, you called the conversation not terrible, and then you feel bad that you rejected a guy who says that he doesn't vote because he can't follow the instructions.
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't know. I feel like it was kind of a snap judgment on my part. I feel bad. And I'm like, a second date wouldn't be horrible. I've gone out with some other, like, real jerks since him, and, like, you know, what's the worst thing that could happen? He's a totally nice guy, and, like, maybe he really just has a really great sense of humor, and he was just kind of, like, testing me, you know?
So basically, after going out on a few dates, your standards have been lowered, and now you want to ask him out again.
I mean, hopefully not, but a second date would help me figure that out, right?
So after you blew him off,
oh my God,
when you guys went out and he texted you and you just ignored him, have you tried to ask him out again since then, or is this going to be the first time that he's hearing your name since you guys went out?
I did text him, like, a couple days ago, but now he seems to be ignoring my text. So
the tables have turned.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll play a song, come back,
oh my God,
call him and get your second date update, all right?
Okay, that's awesome. Okay. Thank you.
Hang on.